As I drove up to Harrisburg this morning, I had to drive through a highway construction project that has been dragging on since 2015. Since being sworn into the House in 2015 and the Senate in 2019, there has always been one constant in my commute to Harrisburg. The Mount Rose Interchange project on Interstate 83 has always been under construction. For over 6 years, motorists in York County have had to watch an originally proposed 3-year project to update the Mount Rose Interchange turn into a 6-year nightmare. The project has been subject to constant cost overruns and change orders. And while PennDOT and the contractor are in litigation, I will say that this project may have been an avoidable disaster. A simple Google search would show you that this particular contractor performing the update to the Mount Rose Interchange has a track record of similar behavior in other states and municipalities. Senate Bill 812 is a simple but important tweak to our procurement code. Specifically, this language expands on the existing list of more than a half dozen instances when an entity has shown cause for debarment of suspension. The law already requires the state and its evaluators of these bids to look at an applicant's demonstrated history of things like making false statements, failure to complete projects within a set time frame, unbalanced bids in other states, or other governmental entities. However, our state's procurement code does not weigh a company's performance with out-of-state projects. Senate Bill 812 takes into account the current lists that I mentioned earlier, like cost overruns and project delays, and applies it to out-of-state work. This morning, I did a Google search for more recent articles, and sure enough, the Los Angeles Times posted an article on October 8th titled, "Cost Overruns Hit California Bullet Train Again Amid a New Financial Crunch." The article goes on to explain the cost overruns with a new high-speed train in California. And the article points out this high-speed rail and the back and forth between governments and contractors. But one sentence really stood out to me. And I quote, "So far, the team has received approval of 383 past change orders that largely accounted for a contract growing from $1 billion to $2.4 billion. Let's learn the mistakes of other states so that we don't repeat them here in Pennsylvania, or in this case, in York County, with another Mount Rose Interchange debacle. And I truly appreciate the committee's consideration of Senate Bill 812. And on the amendment, Mr. Chairman, the amendment deletes public works project and it replaces it with government agency contract or subcontract.